Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Claudia Long, a board member with the River City Humane Society for Cats. Claudia, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you here. And there is a special event that is going on through the month of September. Share with us what is going on.
Well, we looked around the shelter, River City's Humane Society for Cats, and we noticed that there were a lot of senior cats. And we decided to choose September as a month to encourage and educate people about adopting senior pets.
Thus, the Adopt a Senior Pet campaign is going on.
Exactly.
Well, what is the campaign designed to do in the adoption process? What are you looking to kind of partner up or connect to?
Well, we want people to know that senior pets make great companions. Just because a cat is over 8 years of old, which is what qualifies them as a senior, doesn't mean they can't adapt to a new environment. Cats and dogs can learn new tricks. You know, they say, "Oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks," but you can. So, if you're not particularly interested in cats, we still want to encourage you to think about adopting a senior dog for the month of September. Well, all the time, but especially during the month of September.
Not only the senior pets, but also those that are kind of middle-aged,
the middle-agers, too. We have many cats that are between 2 and 8 years old.
With the senior cats that are there, how do they arrive at the point of being adopted?
Well, we get our litters for people not spaying and neutering their animals in a timely manner, and we have these unwanted litters. But usually with a senior animal, it's because their owner has passed away and the family doesn't want the cat, or maybe has allergies. The owner has gone into a nursing home and can't take the cat with them, or an animal has had a catastrophic accident and someone has found them and brought them in, like a concerned citizen.
You mentioned with the senior cats, there are some advantages of adopting a senior cat.
There are a lot of advantages. First of all, senior cats can adapt well to a new environment, and they can find a lap to sit on. They can find a window ledge to lay on and look at the birds. A senior cat doesn't need as much attention as a kitten does. You can go off in the morning to work, and when you come home, the senior cat will be sitting calmly there waiting for you, and you won't have all this...
A big advantage.
Cushions torn up all over the house. No, it's not that bad. But they are much calmer. Their personalities are already set. You know what you're getting with a senior cat. And senior cats can be playful.
One thing I noticed, there are, believe it or not, some health advantages in some ways of a senior pet and being able to, after a long, stressful day.
Yes, they have done testing, and they have found that the purr of a cat will lower your blood pressure. So if you sit on the couch for 30 minutes, it's almost as good as doing yoga.
You mentioned there are some featured cats at River City's Humane Society.
I've got three of our wonderful cats that I'd like to mention. Tipper is a beautiful black and white neutered male. He's 10 years old, and his owner had to go into a nursing home. All he wants to do is sit on your lap. He is just awesome. And then we have Big Felix, and he really lives up to his name. He is ginormous. He's one of those big orange and white tabbies that looks like Garfield.
Right.
Exactly. He's very sweet and loving, and he loves to eat. He loves catnip toys, and he'll play with you all day. And then we have Raven. He's a 12-year-old neutered male. He's a silver gray tabby, just gorgeous. But he doesn't like other cats, so he would have to be an only child.
Oh, my goodness. So, like you say, that's one of the advantages, too, about having the senior pet. They're comfortable, you know, in their lifestyle of where they've been, and that can translate into a new environment.
Exactly. They can adapt.
Also, it's a consideration, too, I guess, with young children. You know, if there are some concerns of the parent with how a young child is going to do with the older established cat, or, you know, or dog for that matter, give them a better opportunity to, you know, for things to work out well.
Exactly. That's exactly true.
What is there any type of assistance or information if somebody is a first time, you know, adopting for the first time?
If you come to River Cities, We're at 5302 Desiard Street, not too far from the university. Mm-hmm. Our employees will talk with you about your lifestyle, and they'll find a cat that matches you and what you're looking for in a cat. They have DVDs and little handouts that they can give you. There's a bag of food that goes home with the cat with you, and they're available to talk with you about your cat anytime you need us to.
With the River City Humane Society for Cats, it serves an important part of the community, because that's one thing that people, you know, there is some concern from time to time about animal control and things like that. Mm-hmm. How does River City, just tell us a little bit about, you know, how it meets the need of being able to provide homes for some of these pets?
Well, we spay neuter all of our animals before we adopt them out. So if you adopt from us, your animal is already animal controlled. It's had its spay neuter services. We have off-site adoption events in which we bring animals to PetSmart. For example, September 18th from noon to 4, we're going to have senior cats at PetSmart. Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking with people there. We try to showcase our animals. The local media is so nice to the humane groups. They put pictures in the paper. We do radio interviews like this. We do TV Adopt a Pet segments. We go out into the community. We have informational things, like we were at Community Trust Bank the other day, and we were handing out literature about spay neutering your animal and how to take care of a cat. So we try to educate the public and get our cats in front of the public.
And adopt a senior pet campaign that is going on. Also, something special as far as adoption fees go.
Yes. If you adopt a senior cat from us during the month of September, we'll lower the adoption fee from $60 to $30. So maybe you could get two for the price of one.
Something to consider. Claudia Long, a board member with the River City's Humane Society for Cats, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.